This is a Hashkafa session. You want the Hashkafa or you want the Halakha? Or both? Okay. It's interesting that we don't find but Poskim Kadmonim don't really talk about these things. Rav Moshe has four different tshuvas. Now, obviously, Rav Moshe would be the one to deal with this matter because, you know,
in his days
was when reform and conservative was really beginning to rear its ugly head in America, and he was the one to take it on full force. I don't know if you get acquainted with Rav Moshe's tshuvas and Igrot Moshe, it's very interesting. Every time he mentions, and not only about this, about walking in, about weddings, whatever, he has a lot of tshuvot about gitin v'kiddushin that were performed by, and gerut that were performed by reform and conservative, and he just completely unloads on them. And he mocks them. It's really funny because he doesn't call them rabbanim. He doesn't call them he calls them rabbis. He spells it resh aleph bet ein yod yod samach. Reform rabbis. That's what he writes over there. And you see that he writes it bederach shel zilzul in order to be, you know, lezalzel bahim. You can tell. So he writes four different tshuvas on entering a reform or conservative temple. Now, it's kind of hard because he doesn't say exactly the same thing in all of the places. I don't remember exactly the tshuvot mechila. I can show you in 2 minutes. I'm sure we have the Yad Moshe here, do we? No, not Tzech Hashem. We have the Yad Moshe?
Yeah.
The Mafteach. Over there, he writes in the tshuva that lechatechila, a person should not enter for anything, certainly not bizman atfila. And he writes, even shelo bizman atfila, person should not be entering. He says the hall is okay, but the actual sanctuary of where they pray says you shouldn't answer unless there's another tshuva where he writes to him sader kiddushin to a certain rav. He says if you don't go, and there's a chashash that they're still going to have the wedding there, whatever it is. And there's a chashash that they're going to get another Mesader Kiddushin that's not as baki, and he might botch stuff up, whatever it is. So he says, go and take care of the Kiddushin and then leave. So, Zachinu Ladin. This is what I tell people again. Obviously, why would you want to give them business anyway? But it seems to be, especially among Achenu, it seems to be popular venues to do it in these places. Very popular. Bageinam Azeh, Bageinam Shama, it's all the... Any of these places where they have Sifrei Torah open and on display in a case. That's how you know it's... You know what I'm talking about? That's like the trademark reform thing to do. To take a Sifrei Torah, open it up, put it like behind glass, and like put it on display. What's a Sifrei Torah? Is an exhibition, a museum? Sifrei Torah, kvodo, zliot tzanua, closed in the aron. What are you opening it up kacha? You wanna see Sifrei Torah? No problem. Tavo tilman. Come, learn Torah, v'zeh, we'll open it. Sefer Torah, what do you have to put it? Kacha bebizayon. That's not correct. The asu lefi halacha. So, anyway, so that's with regards to that. Lichaura, it sounds like if you're just a guest or whatever, if it's in the hall, sometimes they have like a social hall, whatever it is, tov. You know what I'm saying? Go. But if it's mamash inside the geine geinam, so in the. It's hard to be matter such a thing. Now again, are there rabbanim who go? Are there people who go? Yeah, but Rav Moshe says a person should not, and certainly, hashkafically also. Why? Why would you want to start off your life the zug? You know, everything about the chuppah v'kiddushin should be b'kiddusha v'tahora and everything, and then you do it in such a inside the pach ashpa. For what reason? Yeah, 1 second, Yaakov, go ahead.
What's the halacha problem with?
It is, so there's a few. So Rav Moshe talks about, certainly during their Zman HaTfilah, and also it's Machzik Yidei Ovra Avera. You're giving them affirmation. You wouldn't walk into a church.
Okay. If
even Shalom Bizman HaTfilah. He says even Shalom Bizman HaTfilah?
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, let's start with Josh. Go ahead.
I was going to ask another question.
Good.
On this topic of conservative reform.
Yeah.
There's obviously they have women rabbis. Would there be any room for that in
no
Orthodox Jews?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Rav Moshe actually has another tshuva, also another very famous tshuva, about a woman giving a drasha, or a class, in front of men. Not singing, not paskening, not just giving a drasha. And he says, not sanwa. He says, as a one-time thing, if they already made it, whatever, she should be sitting down and not standing up. But he says, in general, if it's not a one-time thing, even if she's sitting down, it's not sanwa. Because all eyes are on her, they're giving her attention. So, kal vachomer ben benosho kal vachomer, how are you supposed to make her rub, make her paskin? First of all, it's not kifya masoret. Even by Dvoran Nevi'ah, Tosfot brings down many answers to Tosfot and Kiddushin, Tosfot and Gittin, how Dvoran Nevi'ah was able to be shofetet. But that's a totally, there's a few answers. But either she did al pi adibur, or she was just telling Shoftei Yisrael how to paskin. But it's completely keneged the masoret tehora of Am Yisrael, which is, Dor achar dor, Dor, it says Moshe kibel Torah misinai musara li Yoshua, lo le, you know, Sarah. Ketuv, Yoshua, Zekenim, Anshe Knesset Gdola. Keeping the Messiah. Messiah is a big thing, huge. Yeah, Maor, Dabir.
Well, the whole difference between a church that has an actual Shema,
Isur Torah, yeah,
Yeah,
Shema Vodazara,
there's a.
Archek me'aleha darkecha, yes, Shlomo HaMelech.
Right. Yachek va'yavo.
But for here, considering a reformer, still praying to the same Kodesh Baruch Hu. So why do we have this Ashkafic difference of like, oh wow, you should be entering here because once explicit from the Torah, when it's only a new, because over here it's not that they're, you see, that's what they would want you to believe, that we're praying to the same Kodesh Baruch Hu, even if they may be, but the method in which they do it to distort the Torah Kedoshah, to distort everything that we hold dear and holy in this religion is something that is avon bal yechupar. It's unforgivable, and we cannot condone that even by walking. That's pshat. It's not who they're praying to. We're not saying avodah zarah. We're saying you're distorting the Torah. We can't. You can't rubber stamp that. Anybody want? Who else want to ask something? I saw another hand go up. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, see, great minds think alike. Okay, Rabbi Isaac, go ahead.
Los Angeles.
OZFA, yeah, I have to. Go ahead, Adriel.
If a person, like, he's in a certain, like, class, and they have, like, a textbook required for the class, but they found it free online, is he allowed to use it?
What's the problem?
Maybe Yezel? Because the company wouldn't want it free.
So, again, this is internet-based textbooks, music, things of that nature, is a very, very... long discussion. Lemaskanat ha'alacha. Ledaat Maran zechonu levracha. Again, there is a big machloket poske zmanenu. Shevet HaLevi says a little bit different, but according to Maran zechonu levracha, the halacha is that if you can find something on the internet for free, especially if it's published online, the way that's the way they do it, he considers it matzil mizuto shel yam, which means any author, publisher, artist, singer. When you put your stuff online, you know, as soon as you do that, you're taking a chance that what?
It's going to get pirated.
It's over. And there's no way to ever get it back. Velachim. And yet, it's still... So how come authors, musicians, how come they still do it?
Because the vast majority of people...
No. Because apparently the profit margin... outnumbers the risk of being pirated and whatever. Now again, that could not be the case, but la'alacha, that when you do that, it becomes mutan. Ethical, whatever, I'm not saying, but isur gezel, it's not. Isur gezel, it's not. Somebody actually on this topic today, somebody, and I, since this is, you know, there is limudei chol in this building, college, whatever, and I want to reiterate, and I told him, please, to quote me on this, because this is another tshuva in Rav Moshe. And he asked me, if the teacher gives homework or a test or whatever it is, and the teacher says, Miforash, he says, please don't do the homework b'masura, with the Masaira. What's homework Masaira?
Cheating. Copy.
No, it's same last year's work, whatever. So you find the student from last year, and the teacher says it's not acceptable. So... The shail of the Talmid was, one second, the homework is pretty tedious. if I sit down and read the text and do the work and write it up, whatever, it's going to take time. Time, probably much more well spent learning. Ben Tayer wants to learn. Madino.
He can use this one.
Why? Because for learning?
Yeah.
So wonderful. So if Judaism was based off of Robin Hood, then you'd be right. Yeah? What was Robin Hood? Yane, the ends justify the means, right? No, whatever it is that I need to do. But that's not the case. Rav Moshe has a tshuva also in Igrot Moshe about cheating. And he says, Isur Gamur, She'en Aleha Eter, to cheat in college. Because especially you're working towards a degree, eventually somebody's going to hire you, whatever. All that goes into Gnevadat. You are achieving things based on the assumption that you did the work, you passed the course requirements, v'chule v'chule. How are you going to do Gnevadat? Even if it means to learn. You remember when we spoke last week? I know what you're going to ask. I'm gonna talk about it, but I'm going to come back to you in a second. But, you know, even if you say it's to learn, you remember when we spoke about the Chazon Ish last week, that Mama, everything is Torah. If you're learning, if in this stage in your life you decided for whatever reason, and that's why you're here, to also pursue Limudei Chol, an education, Parnasa, whatever it is, that becomes Torah. And to do it like a mensch, to do it ethically, like a ben Torah should, is be'atzmuto Torah. You understand what I'm saying? So you're gaining nothing by cutting corners and cheating in order to learn Torah, because the whole point of the Torah is lilmod al menat la'asot. The Gemara says terrible things about a person who's lomed shelo al menat lekayim. What are you learning for if you're going to go cheat? Mazeh, the whole point of the Torah is yeshrut ve'asita hayashar ve'hatov be'ani Hashem Elokecha. As mazeh, besides for the gneva da'at, that's what I told the bacher. I said, taking the course and doing the homework and taking the tests kmo ben adam, that is gufei halachot. That's Torah. Don't think anything else. At that moment, it's not limud echol, it becomes a kiyum of Torah, halacha lemaaseh. Ve'en beze shum safek ba'olam. Now Gabi's going to ask me like this, but what happens if the teacher knows, or the teacher knows it's online, or he knows it's b'masoret, or he doesn't do enough, or he says a comment like, I'd rather you not, whatever, but he doesn't really put, you know, gdarim in place to prevent you, so does that show that he doesn't really care, and then I can do it? Is that your question?
Like, he doesn't change the homework, he doesn't change it every year.
Am I?
Yeah, same idea.
Nachon? I got the shayla a bunch of times. Evanti. Yeah? I got the shayla. Yeah? Which means, if the teacher really cared, then what? Then change the work, change the homework, change the tests, change... Yeah? Huh? Shuel tov. Shuel tov. Yeah? But the answer is, the professor's not your cheshbon. That's not your cheshbon. That's not your cheshbon. That's the deen's cheshbon. The deen can tell him, you know, change the course, change the stuff. That's something else. But that is not your cheshbon. Your cheshbon is v'asita yasher v'atov. Now, nobody's going to tell you to cheat, but if there are resources available to you and nobody told you anything, well, okay, shamati. But if he's telling you meforash, point blank, don't do this. Well, how can you do that? That's not called being erlich. That's not Sephardi boys, erlich, meaning, how do you translate erlich? Straight and just and, yeah, go ahead.
Well, is it wrong to say that perhaps most, like, employers that is know about cheating goes on there, assuming anyways you didn't go through fully straight anyways? It's not really getting on a bus because it's an assumption. Everyone knows that it happens.
Yes and no. Yes, because they know that it happens, but also no, because, you know, they have these websites. I forgot what they're called. Like these job hiring websites. You know what I'm talking about?
Fiverr?
No, they're like... Job boards, you know, they have these. You can look at multiple people's resumes at once and pick the one that, and they make it's like shidduchim websites for jobs. Anyway, can you imagine shidduchim work that way? Anyway, v'kitzer. So they find you shidduchim for a job. Now, if on your resume it was able to show this guy cheated, this guy didn't cheat, this guy cheated, this guy didn't cheat, whatever, who do you think you would hire? They know it happens, but they can't do anything about it. So whatever. But if they were, certainly they would rather have the person with more skill and less cheating than the person with less skill and less investment into the, you know, whatever it is, as opposed to, you know, the Reshiva always says you have to be a holistic Jew. You have to be a well-rounded holistic Jew. A holistic Jew is not only in Beit HaMidrash, it's Mechutzalam. It's in the dorms, and it's in the lunchroom, and it's in the class, and it's everywhere. You have to be a Benteir everywhere. You don't hang up your yarmulke when you leave the can you imagine? You put your yarmulke in the closet when you leave the Beit HaMidrash, and then go be a goy. Chas v'shalom. What's that shtiyot ha'ele? Person has to be erlich. Chas v'shalom. And you never matzliach. Remember what I'm telling you. Kabbalah mirabotai. That if a person does things that are not straight, person does things in a crooked way, whatever, chazaka sheulo matzliach. Not going to be matzliach. Even in the beginning you say, oh, I aced my test, whatever, but in the end he's not going to be matzliach. Person is matzliach the most in life when he's ve'asita ha'yasher ve'atov ve'ayne Hashem Elokecha. Yeah. One second, Adia. Yeah.
So if somebody is like in a car with an older person and another, or anybody, and they're driving.
Yeah, 4 minutes, people. So yeah, go ahead.
Erratically on the road.
Yeah.
Can one take off his kippah? Let's say he's convertible. Let's say, can one take off his kippah?
Sir Victor Miller actually had a shiur about that, and he says that a person should wear a cap. He told his talmidim to wear a cap when they drive. Sheme, they'll drive inappropriately and they'll make a chilul Hashem. So he says it's always better to... My father is a big Rav Victor Miller chassid. He wears a cap every time he drives. Yeah.
What if you don't have a hat? So, and you're in that situation.
So take off the cap.
Take it off.
Yeah. Go ahead. Antana.
Right. Like, typically a certain class.
Yeah.
Like, it's like... Oh, no. Like,
I'm not going to like this one. Okay.
Let's be like fully
locked. Do me a favor. Whatever it is, don't get me in trouble. But say it there. Okay. Yeah.
Like it's the most BS class ever that will never affect you in your life. Like you're an accounting major, has nothing to do with any of the majors.
And like, what does that mean? You're an accounting major, like, and they gave you a course on bird watching.
Let's say you get hired at an accounting firm. Like I'm pretty sure like whoever's hiring you does not care about this class at all. Like,
okay.
They do not care.
So
the biggest BS ever. Like, and like 99% of people like cheat. Like I really don't think they would care if you were saying it. Like, and it's not Gnei Vadav because like they really don't care what happens.
But what's happening to you when you do it? Let's say you were right. But what's happening to you when you cheat?
I'm saving time.
No. 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 You're not saving time. You're becoming crooked. Maybe you don't feel it, but you're becoming crooked.
What does that mean?
Like, you're becoming krum. You know what krum means?
No.
That's it. Tov, Rabotai, Adkan. Krum, crooked. Not straight.
Lazy?
No. You're becoming not Erlich. It's not, you're becoming not a Ben Torah. That's not the Derech. Zeh lo ha-Derech, ata Ben Torah ata. Ad kan. Laila tov.